Hi, Jay. How are you feeling?
Not bad. You know, it's the end of the season, so everyone's a little bumped and bruised, but I'll be ready by Sunday.
Could you give us your perspective on the season, what kind of season it's been for you and the team?
Well, I mean, like any other season, a little up and down. There's been some highs, there's been some lows. Not playing our best football as of late, but still three important games for us to turn it around.
The ball that you threw to Brandon Marshall, my gosh, you just seem to have a connection with this guy. If it's going in the area, you seem to have a trust as a quarterback, he's going to be able to pluck that ball out. Could you talk about how that's grown this season?
Yeah, I mean, we had a good rapport in Denver. I think a little bit out of necessity, we've went to him a lot this year. And I trust the guy. I know at the end of the day, he's going to protect me. If I give him a bad ball, he's going to either going to make a catch or break it up or get an offensive pass interference, which he did once this year. So I know nothing bad is going to happen when I go at him.
Do you think there might be sometimes too much of a reliance on Brandon, Jay, that's kind of slowed the rest of the offense?
I was talking this morning about it. I mean, we've got to, for us to get where we want to go, we've got to have some other guys step up in this offense and make plays, whether it's running backs or the receivers. You can't be one-dimensional in this league, especially in December, and expect to win important games.
Do you see this, Jay, as the game that will define this season for you?
I don't know. I mean, it's a game that I think both teams want to win. Win or lose the game, we still got two important games after that, and so does Green Bay. So we'll see how it goes.
You've put up a lot of big numbers this year and against in past years, but it seems like the Packers have kind of had your number a bit. Is there anything you can point to there?
I think they've had good games against us. I haven't played my best ball against them. It's a lot of different scenarios. A lot of different variables go into the quarterback position, but at the end of the day, I just got to play better.
What can you tell us about the game in Minnesota? That obviously it didn't go your way there, but what can you tell us about it?
We threw the ball a lot, put the ball in the air quite a bit. We missed some opportunities for some big plays. You put yourself down 14 in a hurry, and you kind of dig yourself in a hole in a loud stadium on the road. So didn't start fast. And obviously it didn't end the way we wanted to either.
What do you think the key is to beating the Packers?
Defensively, hopefully we were able to control them. Offensively, we just got to limit our turnovers, not give them anything easy on offense, field position-wise. Convert on third down. They're a ball-hawking defense. They find ways to get a hold of the ball, whether it's fumbles or interceptions. So I think we've got to play a ball security game and just be smart.
Assuming Matthews comes back this week, I guess what kind of difference does he make to their defense?
Him and Charles both. They're extremely good players, and they are leaders on that defense. So if those guys are back in action, it's a different ball club. They're going to get a little bit more confident. They're going to make some plays here and there that they're probably not making right now. And if Clay's in there, we're going to have to count for him in the pass rush.
I know you kind of touched on this before, Jay, but do you consider this Sunday's game a must-win just based on the fact that if Green Bay does wind up with the victory, your only path to the playoffs is as a wildcard team?
Just getting into the playoffs, I think, is the most important part. Whether you're the one seed or the sixth seed, I think in past years we've learned that no matter where you're at in the playoffs, anything can happen. You can be 9-7 and win the Super Bowl, or you can be 13-3 and getting the Super Bowl. So just getting in is our focus, and once we're in, we'll see what happens. But before that happens, we're not going to look at anything. We're going to concentrate on the Green Bay game and see what happens there.
Have you felt your offensive line has ever really settled in to a rhythmic group at all this year?
It's hard. We've had a lot of moving parts up there. Some guys that are inexperienced that are playing, some guys that are playing new positions. So it's been a difficult year. I thought the past couple games they've played better. We're trying to protect them a little bit with our play calling and getting out of the pocket and doing some things. But at the end of the day, the five guys in front of us are the five guys that got to make it happen.
Bob, maybe I heard this wrong, so if I did, please correct me, but did you guys do a walkthrough practice today just because of the injuries?
We had a walkthrough this morning, yes.
Okay, is that a challenge, a kind of a hurdle of getting ready for a game like this that you can't run a typical practice?
Yeah, I think Green Bay probably is, you know, they've been in situations like this before when they won the Super Bowl. They've had guys that have been banged up and trying to get healthy towards the end of the year. So it's nothing completely out of the ordinary. Obviously, you would want to go out there and have a full-speed practice, but we're just not capable of doing that right now.
Jay, after the injury last year, I still saw you making some physical plays in the Metrodome. Does Mike or Lovey get on you for doing that as the quarterback?
It's difficult right now because we're just trying to make some plays any way we can. Just trying to win football games and trying to make some plays outside the pocket and find receivers because we're struggling in other areas of the offense. So just trying to do anything I can, really.
Are the Packers as big a rival for the Bears as the Bears are for the Packers? Are the Packers as big a rival for the Bears as the Bears are for the Packers?
I know for us, they're in the city of Chicago, it's a huge rivalry. I know that, I don't know how it is for them up there, but it's they're very, very disliked in this part of the country, and Chicago doesn't like it. I mean, if we win only one game a year, they want it to be against the Pack.
Are you guys close to playing as well as you guys did earlier in the year? I mean, you feel like you're on the cusp of getting back to that level?
You know, it really takes one game. I mean, at the end of the day, you play one game and you get some confidence and get the ball rolling, and you can be right back there in a snap. And vice versa, you know, you take a couple losses and you lose a bad one, and everyone's in the tank. So, I mean, I think that's true. We're one game away.
Jay, the Packers have won five in a row in this series, seven of the last eight. Do you view them as a stumbling block to where you want to go as a team?
They're definitely in the way. I mean, they've controlled this division. We won it a couple years ago, but then they came back and beat us. So they've had a strong hold on this division for the last couple years, and they've had our number. And this is going to be another good one. They're a very, very solid team. Offensively, we know what they are. Defensively, they get a few guys back. Even without those guys, they're still making turnovers and they're still winning ball games. So it's a tough task.
How do these young defensive backs they've got in the Green Bay look to you?
They're good. You know, you could tell they're a confident group, and I think that's how they play. They're very confident in what they do. They take chances. They limit the big play though. At the same time, they create turnovers. They're going to give you some things, but when it comes down to the red zone and creating turnovers, they do a good job.